Well, the business community will also be closely watching Tony Abbott's speech today. The head of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry and former Liberal ACT Chief Minister Kate Carnell is predicting that Tony Abbott will survive as Prime Minister, but she says the Australian business community is deeply worried by the Queensland election result.
Business leaders are very worried. We're worried that governments will move away from the absolutely necessary reform we need to see in Australia to ensure that Australia stays competitive. You know, there's a range of issues here, but they're difficult reforms. And Queensland shows that prosecuting difficult reform is very difficult.
Well, you're a former chief minister as well. What's your view today? Can Tony Abbott survive as PM?
Look, Tony can survive as PM, but he is going to need to have a re-look at the approach that he's taken. He's going to need to be more consultative, but I think most importantly, he's got to communicate better with the community broadly, including the business community, on what the problems are that need to be addressed and what his solutions are to achieve that and what that will mean to individuals and to businesses. Now, that might seem simple, but it's not simple. And I think he's going to have to narrow his reform agenda. At the moment, there's just too much on the table to be able to actually explain to anybody.
So you say he needs to narrow the reform agenda. What does he need to say in his speech today to convince you that he can deliver, as he puts it, perhaps not popularity, but at least competence?
He needs to start at the beginning. He needs to explain why his government is going down the path it is with regard to budget reform. Now, we support them on that. We know that the current budget trajectory for Australia is unsustainable, but I don't think he's sold that terribly well. And then he needs to focus on the things that the government is doing to make a difference and why.
Now, you say that he can survive. Would business, though, prefer to be dealing with a different Prime Minister, a Malcolm Turnbull or a Julie Bishop?
Oh, look, we wouldn't go down that path at the moment. What we do want, though, is a government that can explain reform to the community. What we don't want is government literally moving right away from anything difficult and just have as steady as she goes, let's leave all the problems to someone in the future.
Well, as head of one of Australia's biggest business lobbies, how much responsibility do you take for not better publicly communicating the changes that you say are needed?
Oh, look, we certainly take a level of responsibility. But at the end of the day, the government is elected to deliver government to the country, to deliver direction to the country. It's absolutely essential for business organisations to make it clear to the community, why we need a robust business sector in Australia. Government has an obligation to sell their policies, their direction and why the change is needed.
Do you have any real confidence that whoever leads this government from now on will be able to sell those changes when they haven't been able to do it so far?
Look, it's absolutely essential that the government is able to explain to the Australian community why change is necessary. If that's not the case, we won't see any significant reform. Our budget will continue, the Australian budget will continue to blow out. And we will continue to become less competitive as a nation. In the end, that produces a reduction in quality of life. Nobody wants that.
Privatisation was the only issue that Labor ran on, essentially, in Queensland. And the verdict is clear. Voters don't want it. Is that something now that governments federally and around the states need to dump?
Look, it's something that they need to explain. It's interesting that Queensland has moved away from that so dramatically when it seemed sort of a little bit obvious that Queensland needs to increase their investment in infrastructure quite significantly. The issue hadn't been appropriately communicated to the people of Queensland. They were worried, they were concerned.
There are other ways to raise funds for infrastructure, though, aren't there? I mean, should governments now be looking at things like changing superannuation, for example?
Oh, look, there's a range of ways that you can raise money for infrastructure. The reality is they are all more expensive and in some cases more risky.
You say that the government needs to limit its reform agenda. What does business want to see the government focus on most? Is it tax reform? Is it IR?
Look, I suppose you've just hit the nail on the head on the two of the issues. We need to look at how we rationalise the significant number of taxes that we've got in Australia that delivers very little revenue. With regard to industrial relations, reform. We needed to make it easier for small business and small to medium businesses to be able to employ.
Has the government really, though, got any political capital to deliver something as difficult as IR reform?
Look, the government has got very, very little political capital, there's no doubt at this stage. Let's hope the Prime Minister builds more political capital to be able to prosecute some important reforms after today. This is a challenging speech for the Prime Minister. There's lots of expectation, but it's essential for the country that he builds the political capital needed to deliver some of the reform that we need to maintain our quality of life.
Tony Abbott in his speech today will apparently dump his paid parental leave scheme. Is that something that you'd lose any sleep over? It was billed as a productivity issue, a policy to bring women back into the workforce.
Look, we'll be cheering from the sidelines and from everywhere else we can. We believe that it was a policy that was too expensive, but we are also concerned that it may not really encourage more women to go back into the workforce after having children. We believe the focus really needs to be on making it financially viable for women to go back to work. In other words, the cost of childcare to make it worthwhile going back to work.
Kate Carnell, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's the CEO of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry and former Liberal ACT Chief Minister, Kate Carnell.